It's Monday, July the 11th, and you're listening to the TNIB podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show. We talk about all the cool things in the world. Take two slash actually, we recorded a full show, and then...
we were just at the tail end.
And it crashed. No audio. So here we are for at least 10 minutes worth of extra content, which we will consider the bonus episode.
It's another ghost episode.
Sure. Yeah, ghost casting. What do you know? So this week was it was exciting. If you only heard what we talked about,
yeah.
Great things happened.
We had charity records were broken. I resubbed to Final Fantasy.
You did?
You played more Overwatch.
I did.
We talked about all the cool stuff in the world. We kept our promise. And then GarageBand was like, no.
We did. So you'll just have to take our words for that one. But in the meantime, because we are running out of time, we decided that we're going to give you a short little...
we don't know what we're going to do.
Piece of nothing.
So, Vince, how's your day?
It's been pretty hot.
How's the weather?
It's been pretty hot. It was so hot I got beat by an old man on a mountain bike.
Didn't that happen to you last week?
That was different.
Okay.
That was in a group ride. I mean, I was out on my own, and he just... I passed him. But he was like, no.
He's like, no.
And he just decided to blast past me. I was like, uh-oh.
Okay.
So that happened. Yeah. I don't know what to talk about. I'm going to a toy show next week.
Heard.
TFCon. It's about Transformers.
Yeah.
Biggest fan-run Transformers convention in the world.
Yeah, I was going to be like, hey, Vince, come to my birthday. And you're like, Anthony, I can't. I'm going to TFCon. Bye.
And then you were like, I'm going to do it next week.
Weekend.
And I was like, okay, cool. And then you're like, but actually, I'm like, I might not be able to do that.
Yeah. Like, my girlfriend can't make it. So I
got to do it weekend after. So that's when the drama pursued. He had to choose sides. And
I chose both your sides.
He couldn't, because he's not a real man. He couldn't choose.
What? Just do it the weekend after that. Doesn't matter.
So your birthday is the 20th.
Yeah.
What did you ask Santa for your birthday this year?
What I asked Santa for my birthday?
Yes.
Nothing.
Oh, man.
Like, I don't know. If by Santa you mean my parents.
No, I mean Santa.
I mean actual Santa. Yeah. Usually I ask Santa for cash.
Wow.
Yeah. Fuck. Like, when it's Christmas time, it's usually like, what do you want, Anthony? I'm like, I want cash. You guys buy me all the wrong things. Just buy me cash.
Buy you cash?
Yeah, just buy me some cash.
So would you take bonds and investments?
I'll take bonds and investments.
All right, yeah. just for future.
Yeah, yeah.
Future reference. Now I know.
Just in case.
Cool. Sweet. I guess, you have any birthday festivities planned?
I'm going to try and have a party.
Besides that? Like, on your actual day, I mean.
No, I'm going to work.
Oh, yeah, your work?
Yeah.
It's
a Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yeah, it's on a hump Wednesday. Day.
Oh, it's one of those days.
It's a hump day. You know what I'm saying? Know what I'm saying?
No.
I fist bumped the microphone.
I noticed that. I was like, what is he doing?
I fist bumped the microphone in case some audience members were trying to fist bump me. Yeah. Yeah, man. No, I never plan anything for my birthday.
Oh.
Like, I don't know why. I just, like, everything I want to do is like, I want to do this. And it's like, this is too expensive to get a bunch of people together.
Well, what were you
like,
thinking of?
Like, indoor skydiving.
Yeah, that's a no-go for a lot of people. That's at least a couple hundred dollars.
Yeah, it's too expensive. And I don't know, it's like trampoline house. And it's like, someone messed up their leg. So, can't do that.
I can still go.
Someone messed up their leg. I don't know. I usually never plan anything. I usually just be like, hey, let's go like hang out and eat food or something.
Yeah. Oh, well, we look forward to it here at TNIAP.
It's just going to be board games and drinking.
Oh, what board games?
I have, what was it?
Monopoly.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Pass, go collect $200.
I want to have friends by the end of this birthday party. I don't want to lose friends.
Scrabble, then.
Scrabble.
The
realist.
The real Scrabble.
Yeah. No, I think all my friends have like a lot of board games, so I'll ask them to bring them. But like, you have Ticket to Ride.
I do have Ticket to Ride.
The only ones I have are like Street Fighter, the... deck building game.
Oh, is that the one that's based off of? Oh, I can't remember.
Any deck building game ever?
Yeah.
Well, all the art is from like Street Fighter 2 Turbo HD Remix.
Yeah.
And it's a deck building game. Like, if you've ever played a deck building game before, like,
yeah,
it's exactly that, but with Street Fighter characters.
Mm.
It's just a shame because it's like a little unbalanced. Mm-hmm. Like, certain cards are actual garbage, and yeah, it'll bring a yeah game to a halt yeah if people yeah don't buy them off the grid. Right. So,
I'm just glad you're not forcing us all to sit down and play Final Fantasy 14.
Listen, if you want to, no, I know all of us have it. And I know we can all just plop in like $15 and they're just like, hey man, here's a bunch of TVs.
Yeah, you know what? The thing is,
I have a lot of TVs in my house.
I remember reading a couple, I don't know how long ago, but someone was actually asking, like, what is the current status of us and Final Fantasy 14?
Wait, really?
Yeah, I can't remember who. I don't know if it was a comment or if someone actually asked me in person when I was at a convention.
Okay.
And I remember saying to them, well, I stopped playing because I just don't have that kind of
time. Wait, hold time on. Whoa. Chill.
Yeah.
Someone asked you about the podcast
yeah
at a convention.
You would be surprised how many people, when I tell them, like, oh, so you watch my reviews, and they're like, no. I listen to the podcast.
That's cool!
And then I have to ask them, I have to say, which podcast?
Oh, okay.
Right? I'm like, is it the one about the toys? Is it the video one? They're like, no. The ones in the basement. I'm like, no.
No. Man, now I want to go to TFCon with you.
But so I don't know if someone asked me there or what.
Can we have a panel?
But the reason I'm bringing this up is because on the show we actually recorded, Anthony actually did talk a lot about Final Fantasy 14.
I did.
Because he resubbed.
I resubbed.
He told us that he had to wait 14 hours, first of all, to get the full install.
No. Not, okay. almost. You're getting your hours mixed up.
Oh.
3 to 4 hours to get the full install.
Sorry, that's where it
was. And then we played 15 hours of Final Fantasy 14 in 2 days.
Yes.
So it was an all-day event. It was fun stuff.
Yeah. I'm glad
you enjoyed yourself. I'm back in. It's got my hooks in me. It's just... Like, what happens is, like, I see this game, and I'm like, this game is so fun.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
And I don't have any qualms about paying, like, the 15 Canadian a month that it costs. This is 15 after conversion.
Yeah.
Right? And I just, but then I look at, like, all the other games that are coming out, and I'm like, I don't know if I have time to dedicate to you. Like,
yeah.
If there's ever a drought, but, like, Monster Hunter filled that drought, and it's coming out on Friday.
So Monster Hunter's coming out on Friday, everybody.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I won't be able to play with you guys just because I am going to that convention.
Yeah.
So at this point, if anybody's listening to this who's also going to TFCon, I want to say bring Monster Hunter with you if you have it.
Wow, you're
going
to cheat on me with convention
goers? Because I want to come back and just, like, destroy these dudes.
No, that's fine. No, I'll find someone else. Oh, will you? I'll find someone else. I'll talk to TJ. I'll talk to Mikey. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
You're Monster Hunter cheating on me.
I didn't realize.
I thought you were faithful.
I didn't realize you'd be so affected by it.
We were gonna hunt a Cthulhu together.
Sometimes they're just better hunters in the wild.
Oh my god.
Speaking of wild, Pokemon Go was released.
And people are dying.
Yes. Do you have Pokemon Go?
No.
Neither do I.
I, for some reason, I have zero interest in Pokemon Go.
Oh, really?
I don't like seeing Twitter stuff is hilarious.
Yes.
But I don't want to play it.
Yeah. I it's just not available on iOS Canada.
Not legally.
Well, you can get it, but you have to switch your store to America, and then.
Or you can download the APK files, like the beta APK files, true. And like play it through that.
But all of that is just enough work for me to be like, I'll wait. I'll wait.
I don't have to play that bad.
It's cool to see people going outside though and being like, "Yo, catching Pokemon."
It's like part of me is like, "Good, you're outside," but the other part of me is like, "Is it?" Like, is that sad? Like, that it took Pokemon Go to take you outside? Like,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
The other thing is, like, I want Pokemon to go to get as crazy as Ingress is.
Their previous game.
So I've heard rumors where, like, I don't really know how Ingress works, but I've heard rumors that, like, when someone has a rare, like, certain people, when they have a rare thing in Ingress, right, and they don't want people to overtake it, they'll literally put up physical barriers in the real world. So that people can't go there anymore.
I like that idea.
Like, they'll just straight up build a fence. Like, they'll Donald Trump build a wall to keep other people out of their Ingress area.
Yeah. How come MMOs don't exist? I don't know. That'd be sick.
Like real life MMOs?
No, I mean, like, there's an MMO, but it's overlaid on top of the real world.
I don't know. That's a little dangerous. Because, like, so Ingress and Pokemon Go, that company, they made those games. So, like, you know how Google Maps does streets and stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
Ingress and stuff is to make satellite map data for parks.
Yes.
And rural areas and trails and stuff. That's why those apps exist.
Yeah.
And, like, if they made an MMO like that, that's a little too creepy. Like, hey, like, the dungeons in is in Vince's house. We mapped Vince's house. Like,
yeah.
We have to go there. That's a little too Big Brother for me.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Listen, I have trouble taking pictures of my checks and sending it to my bank.
Oh, wow.
Like, I don't
you do that?
I don't like doing that.
I was going to say, because I've never done that.
I did it once.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, now there's, like, a high-res photo of my check and my signature in a data storage somewhere. I don't like that.
Nice.
I don't like it.
Well, I mean, if you input a check into your bank, there's a picture taken that's put into a database.
No. Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that's okay. That's, I guess, less scary if it's already been done. But still.
Yeah. I mean, like, I know when I put my check into the ATM, it takes a picture.
Oh, I always do it at the teller.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're an old man.
Yeah, I go to the teller because, like, then I get my money right away.
What?
Yeah, like, I have, like, a limit on my thing where it's, like, if I input a check or a deposit at the ATM, like, it only gives me $20 of whatever I put in right away. And I have to, like, there's, like, a wait on it.
What the?
Yeah.
That's weird.
It's weird.
You've got, like, a Boy Scout account.
Yeah, I got, like, a Boy Scout account.
Like, your parents put on, like, a make sure he doesn't spend this all at
once. I got my bank account when I was 13.
Yeah, but they didn't change it when you turned 18?
I guess the bank didn't. Like I haven't touched any of my stuff since I got my bank account.
Oh, like, so you even, like, because I remember when I turned 18, they called me in to make some adult changes.
Oh.
I put that in quotes.
Yeah.
You know.
No.
Oh, wow.
They never called me. Like, the only thing they ever call me for is, like, or not call me, but, like, email me for is, like, your Visa wants to, like, increase your limit. I'm like, whoa, chill, Visa. Like,
oh, okay.
I know you want my money, but chill.
Yeah. Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
That is very weird. What?
I bought an Xbox.
Oh, did you really? Like an Xbox?
Like an original Xbox.
Why?
Because I own a copy of Jet Set Radio Future, uh-huh. And I really wanted to play it.
How much is your Xbox?
$40.
I don't know.
But it was for a crystal. It was for the clear crystal.
Oh, that's the worst one.
That was the best one!
No.
It looks so cool! I can see inside. It's like my atomic purple Game Boy, but
everybody
better.
Knows the big black box with the green bits are what you want.
No, I'm trying to find a Duke controller. Because I want to go rob a bank later. That's why.
There's a reason why those went extinct.
It feels so good in your hand. Like, I'm holding the S controller, and I'm like, this is okay.
The Duke controller does not feel good in your hand.
The Duke, yeah, it's heavy, it's weighty, like, fits my hand. Like, it's great.
No, it's not good. It's not good. It's a bad controller.
It's got the black and white buttons on the, on the top or bottom?
It's on the top.
On the top, one. Yeah. Like, I can reach my thumb up. It's great.
That was a bad controller.
I bought the Xbox. It was $40.
What are you going to do? Burn CDs?
Yeah. I'm going to put all my music. I'm going to go buy Xbox Music Mixer. I'm going to make hot remixes.
Ooh, okay.
No, I bought Jade Empire.
Oh, you bought the best BioWare game.
So, like, everyone, like, I was at the used, like, I was making the rounds on all the used stores, checking. I was just like, oh, shit, they have a copy of Jade Empire. Like, let's just buy it. It said limited edition on it, but the disc didn't say limited edition on it.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know what the deal is there. I don't know what the difference is.
Yes.
Okay. But I have a copy of Jade Empire now.
Wow.
So maybe I'll play that.
Wow. Good for you.
Yes. Also, I have a copy of Mech Assault.
Oh, the original Mech Assault.
Because it was $1.
I think that shipped with the Xbox, right?
Did it?
Not ship, but like it was a launch date.
What's the one where you're the president of the United States and you have to get into a mech?
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
Is that Metal Wolf Chaos?
That's too long.
Did that come out here?
No, it must have. I don't know.
All right, give me, okay, audience, I need hot original Xbox recommendations. Like, no Halo games, because I already have the Master Chief Collection. But
did you buy the superior est version of Soul Calibur?
No, I didn't know that was a thing. Like, of Soul Calibur 2?
Yeah.
Isn't that just with Spawn?
Yeah.
Oh, no, the best one is with Heihachi.
No, that's the worst one.
No, it's not. He just punches people. That's awesome.
It's like, no, when I say superior, I don't mean the character. I mean, like, the game actually runs best.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wait, you've never played Soul Calibur 2 on anything other than a PlayStation?
Yeah, that's it. I think I might have played it on a GameCube.
You're in for a treat. Because first of all, there's no aliasing on the characters. So
that's smooth. That's sick.
And it's not this, like, choppy frame rate every 5 seconds.
Do Xbox Ones have arcade sticks?
I don't know. Okay. I can't remember. All right. I'm going to say yes, because what didn't?
Yeah, true.
But yeah, the Xbox One version of it has no loading.
Oh.
So you know when you go character,
whoa!
It goes into the match.
Cool.
Yeah, it's quite the treat. But
yeah, I've never owned an Xbox. Like, my friend had it, and we played at his house a lot.
Yeah.
We just played. I tried to buy a copy of Brute Force.
Why?
Don't give me that look.
Why?
Because it's bad. That's why. And then it's
four. That's why I'm giving you the look.
Yeah, it's four players. Buy three more controllers.
So did you buy it?
Happy birthday. We're all playing Brute Force.
Did you buy it?
No, because I couldn't find a copy with a manual.
Oh, okay. That sucks.
I want to be the crocodile. Was it Hunter the Reckoning? That game's good.
Sure.
What else did I play on the Xbox? Was it WWE Raw?
Why?
Because you could, like, do really in-depth. Was that 360 or was that Xbox One? You could do, like, really in-depth, like...
That's 360.
Was it? Yeah. Oh, okay. You do, like, really in-depth intro customization. Like, you could pick your pyro as you walk down the stage and stuff.
Oh, I can't remember. What's that, like, Mario Party knockoff that the Xbox had?
Fusion Frenzy?
That's the one.
Bill Gates' favorite game?
Yeah, that's the one you need. Oh. That's what you need.
One or two, though?
One? Okay. The original? All the right. Classic?
I played a lot of Fusion Frenzy as a kid.
That's so sad. That's so sad.
We would always play the ball game, where you gotta knock each other off the platform.
What else did they have? Project Gotham?
Yeah, that's good.
I can't really remember
a lot of Halo, Xbox. A lot of Halo 1, Halo 2.
Yeah, it was the Halo machine.
That
game, well, that console was only around for 4 years.
Yeah, it wasn't around long.
So they didn't really have a lot.
I love Jet Set Radio Future so much. That game's so great. And the soundtrack's so good.
Soundtrack's good. Looks cool. I don't know if it plays well, but sure.
My biggest thing with that system is that it's fucking huge.
Yeah, it's a big
boy. I don't know where to put it.
On your TV.
No, that's what I'm doing right now. It's literally on top of my CRT.
Oh my god.
And I just make sure, like, not to make any large movements so it moves the TV.
Yeah, it's a big box. I remember that.
Wait.
Oh.
Steel Battalion.
Oh, if you can find the original controller.
If I can get a Steel Battalion controller.
Good luck.
That'd be great.
Good luck.
Well, I almost dropped like $70 on a Guitaru Man copy, so I might as well.
Why?
Because it's rare and it's worth that much. Like,
Guitaru Man. That's on the PlayStation 1?
Two.
Two.
The English copy is like $80, but if you want to buy a Japanese copy, it's less.
Okay. Sure. That's enough Xbox talk.
Whatever, man. Peter Moore got a Halo 2 tattoo on his arm for that system.
Sure he did. Didn't he also get a Dreamcast tattoo?
Yeah, it's still there. Oh. They overlapped it. They morphed the Dreamcast tattoo into the Halo 2 tattoo.
Poor Peter Moore. No, I don't know.
What, nothing? It's like too racy for the internet.
No, it's too much. I got nothing. Zero.
I can't believe
zero.
I'm so disappointed that it
what?
Crashed.
I bet you there's a segment of the audience who doesn't believe us.
Yeah. Yeah, we're just like, they phoned it in this week.
Uh-huh. Yes. New anime season's here.
Yeah. Is there anything you want to watch?
Food Wars.
So one of your friends messaged me on Twitter.
Yeah.
And he's like, listen, Anthony. I listened to the latest episode of the podcast. And here's some something to get you going to watch, to catch up on Food Wars.
Yeah.
And he just sent me episodes 2, season 2, like the whole episode.
Yeah.
And I'm like, listen, I know what it is. I just, for some reason, haven't finished it. But, like, I think that's the thing. Like, if there is nothing I want to watch this season, maybe I'll just catch up with Food Wars.
It's a good choice. I approve.
Yeah. I've been actually catching up with, My Love Story?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck. So that show is less relationship drama and more like putting your bro like putting your bro friendship to the test. It's like there is a dude, like you get your girlfriend, right? First girlfriend, your friend's so happy for you, but like how can you balance that relationship between you and your best bro?
Yep.
Right? And it's just like, oh, it's right there.
And I think his best bro's dad dies or something?
No, like he's sick and like he has to make a hard choice.
And, yeah, and it's like his birthday or something, yeah. And he doesn't know what to do.
It's the girlfriend's birthday.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's rough city.
Right? It's good stuff. It's like really lighthearted, but like they have these like real moments and it's like fuck. I'll admit it.
Yes.
Got some tears. Some tears came down.
You baby.
When the dad episode, I was just like, fuck. Like,
you baby.
There's a scene where he's like, listen, girlfriend, like, you're the best.
Uh-huh.
Like, do this without me. Find some friends.
Yeah.
I gotta go see my bro.
Yeah.
And then there's a scene where he's like, man, I'm always here for you, blah, blah, blah. And there's this one still frame of, like, him with his hand on his back and they're, like, in the hospital hallway. And I'm like, oh, just cry. Like, oh, I couldn't hold it back. And then the scene after that.
Yes.
Girlfriend's waiting in the hospital for them. Be like, listen, I know your friend's important. I'm there for you. And she's like making paper cranes to like make, hopefully like the spiritual thing. I'm like, oh, this show's so like, oh, I love it. It's so good. It just makes you feel good. It's a feel good show.
Ah, I guess so.
I like feeling happy.
I guess.
If it's the opposite of Game of Thrones, it's the exact opposite of Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I want to go in feeling angry. I want to like go to bed being so upset at the world and crying because I the world's too happy.
Jon Snow? Jon Snow?
Jon Snow, my friend. Stabbed through the heart.
Shot through the heart.
Yeah.
We have to pay Jon Bon Jovi royalties if I sing that song.
Yeah.
And just, I don't know. I like that show a lot.
I know you do.
Is there anything like... Yeah, so, like, just Food Wars this season. There's nothing.
To be fair, I haven't really looked at the anime playlist.
Anytime?
Yeah. Or the other one that's out there. But, I mean...
There's a bunch of stuff that's, like, mildly interesting.
Yeah, and I will eventually look at the new stuff.
Well, whatever, man. Just continue in JoJo Part 4.
No.
That's all you need, homie.
Okay, I'll tell you this.
That's all you need.
Second episode of Food Wars this season
was
a total JoJo reference.
Was it?
Yeah.
Is that why he linked me it?
Because
I watched like the opening part, and I was just like, this is just an episode. Like, and so I shut it off. I'm sorry. Was it Rex?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Rex. Like, I just shut it off. Like, because like this is just spoilers at this point.
Yeah.
When I say
it's a reference, they changed the art style. So they looked like their JoJo characters.
No!
Their food comes to life as their stands. And they're doing poses and shit. And they do the iconic JoJo thing of like the infinite punches going back and forth.
With the aura.
Yeah, between him and Dio. Oh. But it's a girl and a dude. And they're just standing there with punches.
Wait, best girl is JoJo?
Yes.
Oh my.
They even draw her with the cap thing?
Wait, okay. Is the cap also part of her hair?
Sort of, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's how it is.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm like, I know what this is, and then I'm like, no.
Damn it, motherfucker.
Yeah. When I was looking at it, I was like, what the fuck happened? What happened?
Well, I have 30-minute breaks on my work, so I think I might start watching Food Wars on my phone.
Wait, hold on. You think the blue hair girl is best girl?
Yeah. She's so nice. She's just there to help
everybody. Whoa!
What, it's like, what are you, for a meat girl? Like, about that American?
No.
America meat?
I'm all about the Ojo-sama.
Which one's that one?
Blonde hair. She's not even part of the competition.
What, God Tongue?
Yeah.
Oh, she, she's annoying.
Her and her cousin.
Her and, like, her whole thing of, like, I'm the best. Yeah. And once she realizes that she doesn't know everything, she's like, she doesn't accept it. She's just like, no, I'm still the best, man! I'm like, ah, fuck you, you're a wiener.
Mm. All right.
But we all know best, period, is Naked Aberman. So good.
I don't know, man. It's not as good as the leader of the school.
What, the grandpa?
Yeah.
Principal?
Yeah, man.
He's pretty dope.
He does some wild things.
The last episode of Food Wars I watched was with the Italian brothers.
With the moon knife?
Where they bring out the fucking cheese knife and they're like, we will cut fish with this. And then... Okay. Yeah, and then they had to, like, get their own ingredients from the river and shit. That was the last episode I watched.
I remember that.
That was so funny. Was it Trio Duo Uno Fine?
They have this stock footage of them, like, passing the knife to one another.
And it's like the super robot final attack, like the thing's passing, but there's like the wind coming off it. It's like,
it's good stuff.
I understand why people like that show. I have no reason why. Like, I do not know why I have not finished it.
Yeah. You got problems.
I don't know. We'll see.
You got problems. Even our friend Christian, who only spends his free time playing Final Fantasy,
takes time out of the day
to watch Food Wars. Even he knows the importance of Food Wars.
But listen, when we pick best anime of the year,
yes,
like we all know it's Ludico.
You're right.
Then second, it's JoJo Part 4.
Ooh,
and then third is Sakamoto. So, like, I don't know where Food Wars fits in here.
Food Wars fits in between first place and second place.
What?
Yeah.
No.
We've wasted 25 minutes. I think we've hit our quota for the week.
Well, whatever. Believe us or not, it actually quit, so.
I'm sure they believe us. And if you don't, well.
Please believe me.
I guess we'll be here next week when we do an actual episode again.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Peace.
Bye.